Another person has decided to challenge Pittsfield's representative in the State House, this time from within her own party. Mike Bloomberg is challenging State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier for the Democratic nomination for the 3rd Berkshire District House seat. The 26-year-old graduated from Pittsfield High in 2008 and UMass Amherst in 2012, having studied political science.
I grew up here. You know, this is my high school, you know, my local pizza shop, my roads, my streets. Urban revitalization and urban development is something that I've been focused on for the past few years, and political involvement's something I've been a part of since, you know, I was a little kid. You know, whether it was making phone calls for John Kerry or working on the state Senate campaign back in 2006, I've always been involved in the community.
Bloomberg and the former New York City mayor of the same name are first cousins once removed. Having spent time working in finance, he says he wants to take a holistic approach to economic revitalization, which he says is the foundation for strong social structure.
You see what's going on in you know, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle right now, places where people want to live because it's a beautiful environment, or in Austin, Texas, or Charleston, South Carolina, where vibrant culture. Pittsfield, we should be excited. We have both of those things together. And so that's something that is incredibly rare, but also an incredible opportunity for the city.
Farley Bouvier is seeking her third full term in the State House. The former Pittsfield city councilor ran unopposed in 2012 and 2014 after narrowly winning a 2011 special election.
I'm very happy to stand on my record as a progressive Democrat and feel confident that the people of Pittsfield will be supporting me.
Pittsfield City Councilor Chris Connell is running as an independent for Farley Bouvier's seat. If sent to Beacon Hill, Connell says he intends to continue serving as a city councilor for the remainder of his term in Pittsfield, which runs through 2017. Farley Bouvier has said it's not possible to do both jobs well. Saying the majority of city councilors have full-time jobs, Connell questions that thinking.
If I'm elected as state rep, that would be my full-time job, and then I would come back and handle and go to council meetings and subcommittee meetings for my council role. I don't really understand her philosophy for that. I'm willing to work hard. I mean, if she's taking it as if it's a lot of work, well, I'm not opposed to hard work.
With State Senator Ben Downing deciding not to run for re-election after a decade in office, Bloomberg says it's even more critical Pittsfield have someone in the State House who can bring something back for the community. Calling Farley Bouvier a friend, Bloomberg challenges her ability to do that.
I think if you look at her voting record and the things she's done and what she's actually been able to deliver to the city of Pittsfield, it's been very light. And it's been almost 5 years now, and I think her ability to bring back for the city of Pittsfield, well, let's just say I think that it's an area where I can deliver.
Farley Bouvier says facing two challengers after running unopposed in consecutive elections is not a reflection of her performance.
Chapter 70 money has increased to Pittsfield. Chapter 90 money has increased to Pittsfield. Since my time there, we have been very aggressive in going after grants in receiving in Pittsfield, whether it's through the Breen Center or Berkshire Works or the Regional Employment Board, all those kinds of things are the partnerships that we form to get the funds to the people of Pittsfield.
Bloomberg, who says he is campaigning full-time for the seat, is planning a public announcement at 5 o'clock Thursday at Flavors of Malaysia in Pittsfield. Connell is holding a kickoff rally and fundraiser March 16th at American Legion Post 68 in the city. Farley Bouvier says she will roll out a campaign strategy with events throughout the spring and summer. Farley Bouvier and Bloomberg would face off in a primary September 8th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.